Hey, and welcome to the Bossed Up Podcast, episode 283. I'm your host, Emily Aries, the founder and CEO of Bossed Up. And today I want to share some of the best daily planners on the market that can help you stay organized in the new year. Now, I'm an unabashed productivity nerd who completely prides myself on constantly trying to improve my time management and my goal attainment strategies every year. I feel like I'm the first client and community member of Bossed Up because I'm constantly testing things on myself before bringing them to you, the Bossed Up community. I mean, over the past decade, the better part of the past decade, I've been testing, optimizing, and creating our very own planner here at Bossed Up, the Life Tracker Planner, which is designed specifically for ambitious women who want to better balance their goals and experience less guilt along the way. So up front, let me just say this. I am very biased when it comes to sharing my best recommendations for planners. I think ours, the Life Tracker Planner, is the best for most people, but it really does depend on your personality type, what you're hoping to get out of your planner. And so this year, I wanted to dive into the competition and explore what other great planners are out there, because there are tons, so that we can better understand who the Life Tracker Planner is best for and who might benefit from other planners on the market. So the team and I actually ordered and reviewed, and I've been flipping through pages here in my home office all weekend long to really review some of the most popular planners out there and give you my unfiltered opinion. And you know that I will keep it real with y'all. So today I want to talk through five great planners, including ours, the Life Tracker Planner, that can set you up for success in the year ahead and really review some of what we found was really great out there. All right, so the first planner I want to share with you is Erin Condren's Life Planner. Overall impressions, this is a very highly customizable and solid planner option. Just a little bit on the pricey side for what you get. They start at $55. They're available at erincondren.com. And I want to walk you through some pros and cons. So pros, it's a super sturdy laminated front and back cover that's got extra thick wire binding, and it makes this whole thing look completely indestructible. The laminated front and back cover kind of look like something you might find in a nursery school or a kindergarten classroom. It looks truly like baby proof. They also then feature monthly tabs, which we all know and love. That's our latest feature on our planner this year. On every monthly tab, they've got an inspiring quote and a phrase, which is nice to start the month off with a little kind of reset of an attitude. And there are some note pages set aside at the top of each month for big picture planning, including this page that kind of reminds me of a bullet journal template. It's got, you know, some different format to-do lists laid out for you. That being said, there's no clear methodology suggested. There's no approach specifically. It's sort of a blank slate for you to make on your own. And what I really like about the customized options available is that you can choose from three different options for how your daily or weekly pages look. When you buy the planner on their website, erincondren.com, you can really walk through and make it your own and customize it appropriately. Couple of cons to consider is that it's very heavy and intensely thick. It's a little bit more than I'd want to lug around in my purse on the daily. And like I said earlier, those laminated covers, it looks just a little more juvenile than any of the other planners that I reviewed. Less boss lady, more preschool teacher. Not that there's anything wrong with that. You can be a boss lady preschool teacher too, but it definitely has a more juvenile look. The biggest thing I was baffled by, and maybe it's just the one we happen to order, is that this planner has a very odd choice of timing. Even though it's super duper thick and heavy, it only covers November 2020 through September 21. I don't even know if that's a full academic year. It's certainly not an entire calendar year. So I don't know if we ordered a weird less than a full year one. We certainly didn't mean to. So at the end of the day, my recommendation is that the Erin Condren Life Planner is probably best for students or folks who will likely beat their planner up big time. So if you've got a baby who's going to be drooling all over your planner, this might be one to check out. Just be extra cautious and a little particular when working through the customization, because it definitely can screw you up. Because for how thick this planner was, I was very disappointed to see it didn't cover an entire calendar year. Now, the second planner I reviewed is called the Day Designer. This is on the other end of the spectrum because my overall impression is that this is a luxury planner option. It's very fancy. It's perfect for those who have a Pinterest perfect life and a fancy aesthetic. It's very pretty, no doubt. I'm just not confident that it would live up to its own good looks in practice. Let me walk you through the pros and cons. So pros, I love the sturdy cover, the stylish design options, and the metal detailing. They've got metal corner protectors on the corners of each cover, front and back. I also love that they have really cute stickers that integrate nicely into the planner and a front cover pocket that holds onto those stickers, which are adorable. They do have lined daily pages with built-in to-do lists on every day, which is good for those who want structure and don't like kind of making it up on their own. I'm not that kind of person, to be honest. I like me a blank slate. I like to make my own structure every day, but, you know, I'm also not here for like completely making your own structure via bullet journaling. But, you know, just be aware that Day Designer's got lined daily pages with built-in to-do lists every single day. So if that structure works for you, Day Designer might be worth looking into. Couple of big downsides to consider. I think there are some seriously big downsides to treating your goals as too precious. Life is messy. Goal pursuit gets really messy, especially if you're pursuing big, audacious, complicated goals. So, you know, I got to ask myself, would I be willing to brainstorm and plan and scratch things out in here? Probably not, because the pursuit of polished perfection can seriously get in the way of making the most of your complicated, imperfect life in this planner. In fact, it might make me feel bad if I write perfectly down all of my goals in this planner and then things don't completely roll out that way. Other things I found a little bit alarming: the planner features a weekly quote, an inspiring weekly quote, but not a single one of them is from a woman until May, almost halfway through the year. Almost half of the interior pages are at the end of the planner, which I also found interesting, where they drop in a bunch of different sections for note pages, just blank note pages, and budget tracking sheets, which kind of feel like an afterthought. And if you're like me and you track your spending using any digital methods at all, this feels like a big waste of space, especially because the planner is not light. It seems like it's trying to do two things. It's trying to be a notebook and a planner. Huge amount, like a big chunk of pages, I'd say probably 30 to 40% of pages devoted to this kind of afterthought of a section at the end. That said, if you like a lot of note pages and you like tracking spending in a written format, that might be great for you. My last complaint about the Day Designer is that there's almost no space for monthly big picture planning at the top of each month, which, if you know me and the Life Tracker Planner method, I feel like that's a big problem and a big missed opportunity. This is best for the very neat, the aesthetically minded, the fashionistas amongst us. You're going to love the Day Designer. They are pricey, though. They start at $59 and are available at daydesigner.com. The third planner I've reviewed is totally different. This was the Bando Wellness Planner, which I thought was a really creative and fun wellness-focused take on a planner for like the non-planner lovers in your life, because it's really not a daily planner at all. But let me walk you through the pros and cons. So pros, this planner is more of an activity booklet and wellness zine than a daily planner. It breaks things down across a variety of wellness topics, from menstruation to mental health, nutrition, self-care, and more. But it's definitely more like a workbook that you can pick up and put down anytime. There's no real order or method to the madness. There's no need to stick to it on a daily basis. But I feel like for the people who are not really planner people, this would make a great gift. This could be a fun way to focus on wellness. It's interactive without being too restrictive. It also comes in this really cute retro style that reminds me of a trapper keeper from like the third grade. It's got, you know, three ring binding, and it's got a compact design that's really fun and adorable. So it easily would fit into a purse, on your office desk, or on a bookshelf. It's just a cute, it's a cute thing, and has lots of different contributors who made it possible. So it's a really interesting take on this. The biggest con, of course, is that it's not really for the goal getter. It's not really for you if you're looking for a consistent method for making goals a reality. I'd say it's best for the nonlinear lady who really doesn't want to use a planner regularly, but wants to focus on and reflect on, I should say, her wellness. It's available at bando.com starting at $30. And this was the Wellness Planner 2. I linked to it in today's show notes. All right, the fourth planner I looked at, and I want to walk you through before walking you through ours, the Life Tracker planner, was the infamous Passion Planner. Now, at the risk of sounding salty here, I know that this planner is extremely popular, but I personally do not get the appeal, okay? I feel like this thing has all the excitement of a heavy, oversized accounting ledger for your life. That's my first take, okay? It is not an inspiring item in my book. So let me walk you through the pros and the cons and help you understand where I'm coming from on this. All right, let me walk you through the pros first. At $35, it's definitely one of the more affordable planners that I've discussed today, especially considering that it does include 12 whole months of weekly and monthly planner pages, which is good and should be expected. They do also offer their own unique passion roadmap methodology. It's this flowchart style visual mapping process that they recommend to help sort of map your goals. And you know me, I'm a visual learner. I love a visual flowchart. I recommend power mapping your workplace, for example, before negotiating, before making your next move in terms of advocating for yourself at work. However, I'm not convinced that a flowchart is a good way to break down goals. I think it's a little disorganized. I think it's lacking in substance and science. So I'm just not, I haven't seen the proof of concept, and I haven't seen any sort of goal attainment or cognitive science research that backs it up. Prove me wrong. You know, if you're a passion planner fanatic, prove me wrong. Tell me this methodology works, but I'm not convinced it does. Last little pro here is that I do like their integration of weekly quotes and weekly personal and work to-do lists, as well as weekly blank planning space. That being said, a couple of cons. My first complaint is just design. With monotone cover designs, black and white interior pages, and monthly tabs that you have to buy and stick on yourself extra, I think the aesthetic appeal of this thing is seriously lacking, especially because it's gigantic. It's the biggest of the bunch. It's just kind of ugly. It's like a big, ugly thing that you'd have to lug around that would really take up quite a bit of real estate in my purse. So I think there is something important about having an inspiring and beautiful space to dream and plan in, and this ain't it. Beyond that, each daily page in the Passion Planner breaks down by the half hour, starting at 6 a.m. and ending at 10:30 p.m. Why? Like, I don't totally understand the utility of having a half hour by half hour breakdown of your day, unless you're a student in school, your high school, or you're trying to put your, you know, like schedule in, your coloring blocks in for your schedule. Or if you're somehow a working professional who doesn't use a digital calendar like Outlook or Google Calendar, fine, this might be useful to you. But if you're like most of us and you use some kind of digital calendar, this just seems like a real waste of daily planning space. The planner itself prioritizes time blocking over breaking big goals down into action steps. So those of us who like to make your own use out of blank daily pages might find this design very limiting, very, very limiting. And they are, frankly, affordable, starting at $35 at passionplanner.com. Prove me wrong. If you disagree, if you're one of the many millions of Passion Planner fans out there, prove me wrong. But I'm not sure it lives up to the hype, especially when you have the alternative of the final planner I'm reviewing today, which, spoiler alert, I'm biased. It's my own planner, the Life Tracker planner here at Bossed Up. My overall impression of where the Life Tracker planner falls in relation to all these other planners is that our planner really balances substance with style and comes with an active accountability community that can help you stay on track when the going gets tough. And that's our biggest differentiator. So let me walk you through some of the pros. First, the science-backed method behind our monthly Life Tracker planning page. That's the real magic of this planner, since it's specifically informed by the psychology of attaining really big goals and the cognitive science of how women in particular can mitigate guilt and maintain focus throughout the year. Every single month starts with a big notes page and a brain dump section so that you have space to do that freewheeling, big picture planning when life feels messy and all over the place, and then transform that kind of brain dump into a more structured and prioritized plan in the Life Tracker page, which is right next to it before you dive into the month, right? And then you've got the monthly planning page with the full month view of your calendar and the weekly pages with daily blank spaces for each day that follow. The Life Tracker planner offers Q&A style journal reflections at the end of each quarter so that you have the opportunity to reflect at least quarterly, looking backwards at trends that can inform how you move forward. And they pair beautifully with the live quarterly accountability calls that I personally host all year long. So you can maintain not only focused momentum for 3 months before checking in, zooming out, and getting a big picture view of your progress thus far, but you also don't have to do that on your own. You're reflecting in community. Speaking of kicking things off in community, every January you can hit the ground running with 3 live masterclasses that cover in detail the science and the psychology behind the Life Tracker method so that you can really start the new year strategically and with an informed approach to how this can set you up for success, as well as having an accountability community of support right by your side. The planner pairs beautifully with our Courage community on Facebook, which you hear me talk about here all the time, which is another great space for even more community interaction, especially because we have a weekly Fierce Friday check-in tradition to help you celebrate your small wins along the way and keep your momentum going. There are 3 limited edition hardcover styles to choose from every single year. And now we've got sturdy monthly tabs that mean you've got 12 months of gorgeous designs. Sort of, it feels like there's 12 covers in one now. So there's lots of inspiring designs to help you keep moving forward. And with strong Y-Row binding that lasts, there's a planner design for every woman on the rise. And finally, the Life Tracker planner offers a really great value for only $34.99, which is one of the more affordable planners that are out there right now. You get not only a science-backed planner with a real methodology that informs how to break down your big goals into smaller action steps, a dynamic design that is an inspiring place to plan in, and a ton of real community support that is there for you to take advantage of. Now, cons, who would I be if I didn't talk about some cons? There is no hour-by-hour breakdown, so if you're looking for a paper planner that will replace your Google Calendar or your Outlook calendar, this ain't it. Our daily pages instead offer an open-ended, unlined design for you to make your own magic out of them. And finally, another con is that there's very limited stock. Every year we sell out, and then that's it. We're out. We're not a big planner company. It's not our number one thing we do. So last year we sold out back on January 5, which is silly in retrospect. So this year we ordered a few hundred more, but they are going fast and know that when they're gone, they're gone. That's it. There's like nothing else we can really do about it. I'd say the Life Tracker planner, as compared to the rest of the planners we talked about today, it's best for the person who's truly serious about pursuing big goals as strategically as possible. And they're available, of course, on our website at bossedup.org/lifetrackerplanner, starting at just $34.99. So I want to hear from you, planner people. What are you shopping for when you're shopping for a planner that'll help you make the most out of the new year? Share your thoughts at the corresponding blog post at bossedup.org/episode283. Or tag me on social media at bossedup.org or at Emily Aries to let me know what you think. And honestly, whatever planner you opt for this year, maybe it's not even on this list, tell me how it's working for you. Because I'm more of a planner scientist than a planner entrepreneur here. Like every single year, I'm truly genuinely curious of how we can make our planner and our accountability community even more supportive, because it's not just about looking pretty. It's not just about writing everything down and documenting and accounting of your life. It's about how does this tool help advance your goals. So I'm super curious what works best for you, what out there in the market you think are some of the best planners out there, and how we can continue to learn and grow together. So have a wonderful rest of your week. Have a great holiday and healthy holiday season, y'all. I know we're entering the holidays officially. From my heart, from my home to yours, I'm wishing you all the best and a healthy, happy holiday season. And I'm wishing you much success in the new year. In the meantime, thank you for listening, for sharing this podcast and blog post if you found it helpful. I have a whole detailed blog post with all these pros and cons and different offerings and different planners mapped out for you at bossedup.org/episode283. And let's continue to live up to that great motto of America's first Black Women's Association back in 1896 when they said, "Let's lift as we climb." Take care, y'all.